Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo with a big baggy foo. That is us now. We've got big baggy vaginas. Well, only me.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And welcome to your Thursday's episode,
where we get to squeeze in all the extra bits and bobs from the week.
All of your comments, thoughts, questions and fun stories
to keep you going through the weekend.
Shall we jump on in? To the correspondence corner. Sorry, headphone users.
Okay, you ready for number one?
Hit us with number one.
This is from Anonymous. It says, hello, Soph and Emma. Hello. I was listening to the Bongella Baby episode. Ah, remember that from way back when? And Soph, I can totally relate with you. Poor little Dottie. Just know that you are not alone. This happened to me when my daughter was in reception too. She befriended a little boy and they soon became the best of friends. I became very good friends with his mum too, which was lovely. But then things took a turn for the worst. The boy started calling my daughter names and hitting her a lot. I ignored it at first, but then she came home from school saying that she looked fat in her outfit and hating herself. So that was it. I mean, I was not going to let this happen to my daughter. I thought I won't take this to school because I'm sure we can talk as adults as we were such good friends. But she did not like what I had to say and kicked off about it majorly to the school. So I know how you feel. My daughter is over halfway through year one now, and it's still awkward when we see them on the school run. The best part is we're bloody neighbours.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. Sending you massive love from another southern mummy.
God bless you. Fucking hell. The mum kicked. I would be embarrassed if my child had called another child fat at the age of fucking five.
And was hitting her a lot.
And the mum had the fucking audacity. Right, a southern mum. Are we nabes? That's what I need to know.
Yeah.
I'll go and have a little word at the school. Not that I want to be aggressive or anything, but that is outright, that is horrendous. Is that not horrendous?
Awful. What are you supposed to do in that situation?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you have to go through that. Even you, but your daughter as well. How fucking horrible. Oh my God, that's made me really mad.
How is Dots getting on?
She's okay. I'm hoping it's just because of Renly, she doesn't want to go back. But we're still not having the best of time that she just doesn't want to go back. We're still not really establishing a great friend. Mm. I, do you know what? Generally do believe it's because everybody's sort of a similar age and they're all very little, whereas Dottie's a September, she's a big one. And I wonder if she's just not finding her person, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping when they have a little bit of a shuffle around, in the because we don't have fucking long, do we? Fuck, we literally don't have long. What are we now? We're April, May, June, July. They've literally got
3 months left.
And we break up for the school holidays, July holidays, and then she'll go back into year one. So they'll have a shift up of all the children. So this is like a big window now to go back. Sorry, I didn't mean to take any limelight off of what we're talking about, but bloody Nora.
Are they shuffling up the classes now for this term or not until year one?
They are shuffling. So we'll go back now. They'll shuffle them up for year one, but we've only got 3 weeks. They break up and then they'll go back into, she'll go back into year one.
Right. Yeah.
Won't she? So I'm hoping when she goes back and she has a shake up of the class, she might find a little friend.
Yeah.
From there, but we're still, so she has like, the teachers do say she's never on her own. She's never lonely. She plays with children. She's really polite. She's really friendly. Don't want to blow my own trumpet.
She's pretty great.
But to be fair, if I was a five-year-old child, I'd want to be best friends with her. Like, I think she's the funniest motherfucker I know. Like, she's hilarious. Like, she does the most craziest shit. She's got your back. She's a solid friend. Like, she will have your back.
Yeah, I mean, she's your ride or die.
I'm applying for my daughter to have friends. I mean, I will. I'll rate her. I'll back her. I will always be her biggest number one supporter.
Yeah.
Because she's great. So I'm hoping when they ever shift up. But, yeah, teachers have said she's okay. She's never on her own. So... she's just wearing a little bit of a mix of new baby, I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
I want to stay with you and my new baby brother.
Oh.
But it's okay. We're taking every day as it comes.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this, we'll already be back. So I'll probably be crying about it for the next month.
By the time you hear this, you'll have set up your home school. Yeah. And they'll all be at home. All right. Well, we've got one last message here. Are you ready?
Are you, and more importantly, are you okay? Are you ready? Is Sadie all right?
Yeah, she just come off the boob, just having a little...
She's just having a little...
Just trying to get some wind up. So if you hear something, that's her, not me.
Emma's blaming Sadie. Okay. She is constipated still.
All right, this one says, hi, ladies. Congratulations on the birth of your gorgeous bubbers. I wanted to share my shocking birthing story with you. Yes.
Yes. Yes, this is what we've been dying for.
Okay, it says, I was overdue with my fourth and it was the day before needing to be induced. My partner headed to work one last time. I cleaned the whole house. Wow, fair play. Wow. Organised family to pick up the children in the morning and got everything ready so it would be perfect for the baby coming home. Then bam, my waters went at 3 p.m. I rang the midwife to let her know and she told me to sort the kids, pack the overnight bag and then head over to the hospital. My dad and sister got to us at 3:15 and they instantly told me I wouldn't make the half hour drive to the hospital, so he ends up calling an ambulance. I went to lay down on my freshly cleaned bed upstairs.
Oh my God, what?
And at 3:25, I gave birth to my baby.
Fuck! What, hold on a minute, go back. What was that, 10 minutes?
Right, timeline recap. 3 p.m, the waters went. 3:15, the dad arrived. And sister arrive and phone an ambulance. She lays down on the bed. 10 minutes later at 3:25, she gives birth to the baby.
Wow!
Luckily, the ambulance arrived swiftly, but one of the paramedics was new to the job, so he ended up passing out. Well, I think maybe choose a different career. Passing out because he'd never seen someone give birth. But when they were conscious, they were amazing, and I couldn't have done it without them. From a crazy mother with four kids.
I love that it's a man that's passed out. It's not a woman. I don't want to be stereotypical. And if you're a man listening, please take it with a pinch of salt. But it's just so funny that it's a man that's passed out. Oh, wow. That is phenomenal.
That's amazing. That's almost as quick as yours.
Well, I had a bit of a build up, didn't I? I wasn't straight up in juice. I had contractions for all that time. But yeah, the bit of rocketing out of your foo-foo.
Bloody hell. Maybe it was cleaning the whole house that got you going. That's quite a vigorous activity to do, isn't it, when you're due the next day?
Yeah. Did you say she was being induced?
Oh, she was due to be induced the next day. Sorry. Yeah.
And then her waters went, bless you.
Bless you, Sadie.
Bless you, Sadie. God bless you, my
child. She can't believe it either.
I just can't get over that. I can't get over how... Maybe you didn't realise you were having contractions.
Yeah, that is wild.
So
and I hope
straight up water's gone and then the baby just out.
25 minutes later. I hope you're all right, because sometimes it's a bit of a shock when it happens that quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, because the trauma. Yeah. Mine was trauma. Full on trauma.
Because it was so quick.
It was far too quick. My foo-foo wasn't ready, honestly. Truly, truly was not ready. I don't think I'll ever recover from it. I don't think my foo-foo will ever... I don't think I'll recover from it, to be honest. I said if I could have a fourth baby now and guarantee that my pregnancy would be okay, because this pregnancy was really hard. And do you know what? I've had a lovely amount of messages of people asking, and I haven't really spoke about it, so I might do a little Q&A on my Instagram. I don't know. But lots of people have asked if everything's gone back. The moment I gave birth, all my symptoms went.
Really?
There was no itching. I could eat what I want. My senses were back. Nothing was making me feel sick. I wasn't in any pain. Like literally everything instantly, like someone just turned the tap off or turned the switch off. It was just gone, vanished, poof. Like I was fucking mad. Like it was like I'd made it all up.
You're gaslighting yourself.
Yeah, gaslit myself, yeah. So yeah, if I could guarantee that I could have a lovely pregnancy and have a cesarean.
You'd have another one.
I think I would. I think I'd have a fourth. Only because I like the idea of a whole, you know, an even number.
And marry your sister then as well. Four and four, wouldn't you?
Would. But then I said as well, what if my sister's got three girls and a boy? I might have three boys and a girl.
Yeah.
But I generally don't think my body could go through.
No,
it
and you again. Never know. You never know how your pregnancy and your birth are going to be. There's no guarantees, are there?
No, there isn't any guarantees. And I think as well, I think it was just too stressful for Colby, especially. But for Colby and Dots, to be honest, I'll be brutally honest, I don't think Dottie had a fucking clue what was going on. She was completely
oblivious.
She was just like, I'm having a great time while you're in hospital. I'm sleeping in the bed with Dad. Dad's playing with me all the time. We're playing toys. We're playing Barbies. Like, I'm happy for you not to come home because you take Dad away from me. That's what she's, this was our comment. You always take Dad away from me and Dad wants to sit and watch a film with you and he's my friend as well and you don't ever share Dad. You're sat on the phone like bawling your eyes out and there's Colby like, please, I just need you to come back. I can't cope. Dots is like, no, please don't come back.
Yeah, no, we're fine actually without
we're
you.
We're fine.
Yeah.
I said to her, do you want to come up the hospital and see me? She was like, no, not really. It's a bit of a waste of time. We've got to go in the car and we've got to then go in the hospital. And I'd rather just stay at home. And you're like, I've been humbled by a 5-year-old.
She is a savage. Also, do you know what's got to happen if you want to have another baby? You've got to have sex.
Yeah, no. That's, no. I think that's the only thing that puts me off.
It's off the table.
No offence to pizza dick. Pizza dick and delicious balls. I'm not so down for that. No, thank you. I'll pass on that one. But thank you for all of your messages.
Yeah, keep them coming.
If you have any comments, thoughts or funny stories, why not get in touch?
You can email us hello@secretmumpod.com or we're secretmumpod on TikTok and Instagram.
Next, it's time for one of your secrets.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. We love a secret here on the Secret Mum Club.
You are all so good at sharing.
What have you got for us today, Emma?
All right, this one comes from Nicole. It says, good morning, lovely ladies. After listening to your Willy chat, what? I needed to share my secret. What Willy chat? We speak about Willys all the time. I
back
needed to
the fuck up.
I needed to
there
share.
There is no Willy chat. to be had. We need to go in with a different name for the willy, because ain't no one seeing no dick.
Yeah, after listening to your willy chat, okay, I needed to share my secret with you both. As a first-time mum to a boy, and also having the only boy in the family, I was definitely not aware that they can get erections. Yes, this one.
I'm back in the room with this one.
Anyway, nearly 3 years in, my little boy is fully aware he has a willy, and he is obsessed with making me aware every time his willy is big. His words, not mine. Lol. when changing in for bed, my son looked sad and said, "Mummy, my willy's not big." Me trying to avoid the awkwardness and ignore him, he then turns to me to say, "Oh no, Mummy, make my willy big." Not knowing what to do, I quickly got him changed and told him he can never say that again. What would you do in this situation? Love you both, Nicole. Oh no, Nicole.
Die.
I would die. Curl up in a ball and die.
I think I'd do the same as you. I think I'd just...
Ignore it. Ignore it. Move on.
It's them words. Like, if there was a fly on the wall, how fucking mad you would seem. Like, my daughter literally shouted at a restaurant how delicious her dad's balls are. Like, and you've just got your son asking for you to make his willy big. Like, it's... This is the shit that nobody talks about. Like, if in a real world, if you were to hear, somebody was to hear that out and about, you'd feel so scared, wouldn't you? You'd be like, what the fuck? I don't want people thinking. But it's so, so normal. Like, it's so normal. And I think I'd just do the same as you. I'd be like, oh, no, Mummy can't be doing that. That's...
Because he doesn't, well, I don't think he doesn't understand, like, the context that he said that in. It, like, makes perfect sense. But obviously,
you can't say to him,
hugely inappropriate. No.
So inappropriate, but only we know that. I think I'd do the same as you. I'd just be like, oh no, no, come on, let's go play with some cars.
Yeah, distraction. I don't, distraction.
Yeah, I think I'd just go for distraction. Yeah. But it's just so normal. So funny though. I'd love these stories though, don't you? Because it's just something you'll never forget.
I know. And a great one to tell him when he's older.
So great. Like,
he will die. He'll die when he's 18 and you tell him that.
Oh, crumbs.
Oh, dear.
Do let us know if you've got any advice for Nicole, or if it's happened to you, or if you've got any stories on this topic.
Any willy chat, let us know. The email is hello@secretmumpod.com, or search Secret Mum Pod on TikTok and Instagram. No dick pics.
But we'll see you back here first thing on Monday morning.
And we'll have more of your messages on our next Thursday episode.
And we'll see you next time on the
Secret Mum Club.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.